אנחנו לומדים בספר זוהר לעם.
We're reading from Zohar for All. Under the title, The Structure of Man's Body, item 238. You can ask questions on Kabbalah TV. Relevant questions can be aired during the lesson. Again, we're reading from the Zohar, item 238.
Yesterday we had a workshop which was called
One Shall Help His Friend.
One should help his friend. It's good that a few people can even remember that. Okay, so how can we help the friend? We already don't remember that. But if we think about it, without memory, but according to what we have in our heart. Also, there's nothing there. Nothing remains. So, what do we need? At least to request. We learned yesterday, we spoke yesterday about that in which the person has no chance. You hear, Tzvika, you weren't here. You're here? It doesn't matter where you are. Nice. You know, that's a good patent. If it was like that at work. I'm always at work. So what did we speak about? We spoke about this. That the person gets this spark from the Creator, an awakening, without any direction, without any understanding or feeling other than this out, and that's it. He has this pinch. Everything else for this pinch, for this desire, for this spark of the light, which is in his big ego, and it's not really big, it's just simply the all in all the corporeal ego, just like with a baby, where it'll still grow, like we drew here, it'll grow from Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, levels of Aviyut. Here, it will grow. But in the meantime, he is here, below, here, where this point is, just in this earthly, corporeal will to receive, called this world. But if we feel heaviness in the heart, and we want to go out to the spiritual air and the spiritual space, we can do that only if we receive the light that reforms. This is the surrounding light. This is the surrounding light, the light that reforms. The light that reforms, which is the main thing. That's the upper light which does everything. We can attract it if we are adapted to it. Qualitatively and quantitatively. Qualitatively means that I need to be like it. To be like it means with this inclination to bestow. This inclination to bestow in me is expressed in that I am ready to connect with others. Because I have no qualities, but only in the desire, how I arrange it, I express the qualities of the lights, the intentions. With me, it only is expressed in the desire. I'm the matter, material. Therefore, if I want to show that I want to bestow, so I need to submit myself to others. The Creator showed me gratefully that there's something other than me. And thus I try. Whether I'm capable or not, I try. I'm ready somewhat. Where they also give me that from above. But nevertheless, I don't understand that, but I'm ready to annul myself in order to connect with the others, somehow in order to reach bestowal. For who? Also for the others, but through the others to the Creator. If I interpret this, and I want to interpret this, this spark that is in me, if I want to apply it in such a way, then I am awarded with inviting upon myself the force which will come, reveal in me, and realize in me what I request. Thus, in order to do that, we learned that nobody is capable from every aspect we're closed, from all sides. No one can request, no one can connect to others. We will always be closed within ourselves, or it seems that we are playing in some kind of kindergarten where everyone just, it seems nice and wants to connect to others. If we really want to give some inclination to each other, that can be only through work, which is hard, in promoting the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of bestowal. If before that I connect with others, then I am like a gang or like a soccer team or like people in a kibbutz and so on and so forth. You know, like all these nice guys. But to truly connect in order to rise, elevate above the will to receive a little bit towards the quality of bestowal, I'm incapable of it. Even to look in that direction, I'm incapable, just like we cannot look at our hater, our enemy. I hate him so much that I don't want to know about him. Don't even tell me about him. That's how we are with the Creator. Thankfully, he's concealed. So, in order to start moving in that direction, I need the society to promote me the greatness of the Creator, meaning the greatness of the quality of bestowal, not just for the Creator not just about the Creator. I can think about it. I can think about a holiday in the Caribbean. I don't know about the Creator, just something that makes me feel good. But the Creator is called the quality of bestowal, love of others, self-annulment, everything above what I am, myself. And how could such an artificial thought come to me? What, only if I'm some kind of masochist where I'm enjoying from thinking about me being in all kinds of anxieties, fears. How can I do that? A normal person is in what his heart yearns for and what fulfills him. In what empties him, he cannot think about that, just like we cannot think about the day of our death. But we always think that we're eternal. We never plan. I work on, I plan myself until next Monday, and that's about it. Can anyone plan beyond that? What are you laughing about? So what do I want to say? Only if the society awakens me through envy, lust, honor, control, all kinds of these natural inclinations that are in me. We're not talking about something foggy, but we're talking about something very, very real that we are in. If the society knows how to awaken in me yearning for connection, this need, this necessity for connection, then I will advance to connection. What can they show me? Therefore we disrespect you, therefore we will throw you from the society. You don't know what you what you'll miss out on. You don't know who we have engagement with, what greatness of the Creator, etc. All kinds of stimulants. The society needs to give me all kinds of stimulus and play, act, even to a point of aggressiveness upon all of my inclinations, my which are natural in me, that I will respond in this ignited way, how it hurt me, etc. And thus, when I am inspired by the greatness of the goal, which I don't know about and they know about it and I don't, and if I'm ignited by that, then I can make some kind of inclination, some kind of movement or action towards the connection, towards closening, towards something. Therefore, we begin from that. That is called each one's friend will help him. If the society doesn't play with me, then what do I need such a society for? It also needs to necessitate me to be a part of it, otherwise it'll throw me out. It needs to necessitate me to play towards them, to act towards them, that the Creator is great, that the goal is great, that our work is special, etc. Otherwise, they will also throw me out, or they'll do something else with me. In whatever possible, the society needs to stimulate me, move me, in the manner, in the extent to which it motivates me. I can do all kinds of motions, but that's not called that I do those motions. But the society uses me like with some kind of machine, where it turns it on and pushes it this way and operates it, and I make all kinds of movements. And then I start scrutinizing whether I want that or not, whether I agree with that or not. Grateful and aware of that or not. Can I pay for that? Now, for the time being, I have a chance to escape a bit and calm down from that a bit. Am I willing to do that, or am I ready to pay for that in which they will really move me strongly, stimulate me a lot? Here, the work on the part of the person is whether he can activate the society more or less with his influence upon it. And never upon himself he has any control. But as much as he is ready to pay to the society that they will stimulate him, that they will move him. That is our work. Now, and afterwards our work is after as much as I'm willing to pay to the society, so it will become clarified in that, in as much as I am ready, that not that they will awaken me to whatever, to connection, to relinquishment, that I will request from the Creator forces in order to do something for them that they will not know about, and I will have no demand, nothing other than that in which I give them pleasure. And then, in my relationship to them, I will find that I'm not doing it for anyone other than myself. Suddenly, it reveals to me that they are my children, which are even more precious to me than myself. So where is all the work? The whole work disappears. What do I do? Now I have this opportunity, this possibility to do it not for myself, but for the Creator. And that's how it is, from the love of others to the love of the Creator. The whole work is in this way, in these characters. This is how it works. So let's now request, during the reading of the Zohar, what should we request? For each one to help his friend. In what?
That we have to direct our thinking to really help each other, not just to run away from it.
That will stimulate me to what?
So I can help them, so they can help me help them.
So that they can help me help them with thanks to God. That's an important component.
No.
That without that you cannot exist. I include the Creator as a partner, at least.
What do you mean, at least? He is the main thing.
Okay. So let's think that way. Well, please.
Item 238. The structure of man's body is this. His ruach extends from the spirit of holiness, the malchut. His soul extends from the tree of life. And since the Holy Spirit, the malchut, he gives his power from the hand of the chariots, they give their power. And their power is the atzmut and the organs. They are all from chariots of the Malchut, and their correction is bone on bone, organ on organ. The Sitra Achra, the other side, provides flesh, and from his side only flesh comes. The chariots of the Sitra Achra provide tendons and arteries to circulate the blood to the flesh. And after they give their force, the heavens, the Ranpin, they give their force, which is the skin, which extends to all, just like the sky that surrounds everything. 239. Afterwards, heaven and earth connect, Zeranpin and Malchut, and they provide these four foundations, fire, water, air, and dust, to protect these and cover everything. Afterwards, when he dies, everyone takes his part that he gave to the body, and it is canceled. The Holy Spirit and his chariots, their part they gave to man, happens, exists. The Holy Spirit, its spirit exists, and the soul rise above. The chariots of the Holy Spirit, their bones exist. Therefore, the importance of the body is the bones. Therefore, it is said, and your bones shall stretch, and it doesn't write that about the flesh. 240. As long as the flesh of the Sitra Achra exists, the devil works. The flesh is lost, then he has no authority to complain because he has nothing to rely on. There is no part in him. Therefore, it is said, "Yichal basar miroi v'shupu etzmotav lo ru'u," which means from the vision of the devil that complains, that incites. He cannot contain the flesh, and the bones are not seen. They are not seen by the devil because he has no share in it. And every one is detached, every bone, and he does not demand them, for he doesn't complain for them or incites for them. And after the flesh is digested, no judgment will be demanded anymore, and he does not incite because he has nothing to rely on, and he does not mention the man in any matter in the world. Therefore, it is written that the devil stands to his right, and of course, he can incite as long as he didn't remove the filthy clothes. Title: Women Have a Light Reason. 241. Rabbi Shimon said, "Take your weapon and correct yourself. If you want to know the matters that you started with, or if you ask about these matters, tell me." He told him, "Certainly I know that my wife has died, for I don't know anything about her, and the friends do. Women, what is the reason that their reason is light?" He asked about the higher woman, the Malchut, and hinted at the bone of Malchut of the measure of judgment, the lock that was concealed and does not have any coupling for the whole 6,000 years. And she is as if dead. And this was the hint that my wife has died, the lock, for I don't know anything about her and I have no attainment in her. The friends know about her and think of her as the Malchut of the key, which is the essence of Malchut, and they have attainment in her. Women's reason is light because in the reason of Nukva, there is no reality for the illumination of the lock whatsoever, as in the reason of Zeranpin, but from the Malchut of the key only. Therefore, the hairs of Zeranpin are black, and the hairs of Nukva are red. And it turns out that the judgments of Nukva are lighter than the judgments of the male. 242. The reason of Zeranpin comes in 6 degrees, and everyone takes a share. What's left is light. But the Malchut of the lock is respected, if not for the ignorant woman that has participated. And do not ask about this matter, because the question here is forbidden. For I knew what you said about your dead wife, and you don't know anything about her. You weren't asking about your wife, rather about the Malchut of the lock. However, it is permitted to ask about what is written here, that the Lord rides the light cloud. The light cloud refers to the reason of that bride, which is the fear of the Creator, the Malchut that stands in the middle as the upper reason. But she is called light. And I knew your question, what it was. The reason comes in 6 degrees that continues only the Vak of Chokhmah as it decides between left and right. And the reason that the women's reason is light is because they only have a light judgment of the key. And this is because the Da'at of Zeranpin comes in 6 degrees. And by the force of his judgments from the lock and the key, it does not extend more than Vak of Chokhmah and not the Gal. And every one of the lines takes a share. For the lock does shine in the right line, and the judgments of the male are in the left line. What's left of the judgments that were not mitigated by the Da'at of Zeranpin is called light, for it is the aspect of ki. Her judgments are light and worthy of receiving chokhmah. The light cloud is called the Da'at of that bride, the fear of the Creator, and the Malchut that stands in the middle, which serves the middle line as the Da'at of Zeranpin. Pillars and Wheels, 243. But start and take your weapon and tie the knot, for it is time to disclose. On the width of the house, there is a hall for service inside, and in that service, there are 12 openings based on the calculation of the tribes of Israel. In one opening, it says Reuben. In the second opening, it says Shimon. And so all the rest of the tribes of Israel are registered in these openings as they rise to be seen before the Master of the world. Whoever enters the opening titled Reuben, if he is from the tribe of Reuben, then these openings receive him. And if not, the openings eject him outwards. And the same with every other opening. They receive only the one who is registered in that tribe. And therefore, they shall be carved and known to everyone. 244/1. 365 pillars of blazing light exist in every side of these four sides in the service. And these pillars are called living pillars, for their light does not stand still in one place. Rather, all the pillars rise and fall and give place to each other. Those that rise beat each other and play a tune, and those that descend also play a tune.
We don't forget the intention, right? No? Someone remember? No, together, shout.
One shall help his friend.
Each one shall help his friend in what? Meaning I think about the Zohar? No. The Creator? No. On what? On how to help the friend. Or that they will help me. Niv?
Help me, help you.
With the help of God. We're starting to repent. So, help me, help you. I want to awaken the heart of the friends, that they will help me. Yes, Niv?
Yes.
Why?
Because I can't do it on my own.
It's enough that I awaken them, that they will influence me with the bestowed on me, to give contentment to the Creator, or that they will influence me. This, do we need this? No. Let's read it and see if it works.
These pillars that rise play the tune of an orphaned song.
Meaning now we want to... Opa, we finished the Zohar. I spoke a lot today. Okay, so let's go to the next part of the lesson. But we need to always check on the place where we're studying, whether it's working or not.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.